The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Seton Hall Sports Bowl is proud to present Season 2 of the Seton Hall Sports Bowl podcast. It's conducted by the Sharkey Institute, part of the Stillman School of Business at Seton Hall University. And last year, we created a podcast about the results of the polls. They decided to bring us back for year two. We decided not to bring poll results on all the staff members that were polled on whether or not to continue with the podcast. Yet, nonetheless, we are here again, and supposedly we are back on the official podcast for the Seton Hall Sports Poll. My name is Seth Everett, and I am joined by the director of the Seton Hall Sports Poll, Mr. Rick Gentile. Rick, at what point during the summer did you think you were never going to see me again?
Well, you know, you can hope for the best, but no, I've been looking forward to this, and I think that the vote of the Committee on Podcasting, that we both voted yes, so here we are.
So the university still has its overwhelming endorsement. All right, this particular poll dealt with an issue that's been in the news, as most polls do. We never necessarily can tell you what the next podcast is going to be about because we don't know what the next poll is going to be about. And before we get into the results, how far in advance do you come up with the questioning, the themes, all of that? How current is the questioning?
Honestly, in this particular case, when Colin Kaepernick stood or didn't stand for the first anthem, when he remained seated, then of course he proceeded to kneel the next two, but as soon as that happened, I said, I wish we were polling this week. So that was the subject as soon as I saw it happen. And I was afraid that it would be one of these stories that kind of goes away, but it obviously hasn't gone away. It's a movement. It's growing. And it continues to be intriguing. And I think our results really show that.
Would you say, looking at the results, 80% of the poll dealt with this one topic? A lot of times the poll can deal with a number of different things. This one seemed to be centered right around this hot-button topic because there are so many facets to it.
Yeah, I didn't really feel compelled to do much of anything else. We did ask one question about the NCAA removing some championship events from North Carolina. And there was even a thought that maybe we connect those two subjects, but we decided against it. So, yeah, this was clearly the subject. This is what people are talking about. This is exactly the kind of thing that the Seton Hall Sports Poll was invented to look into.
It is fascinating. All right, let's get to the results, and let's get to the headlines. Americans disapprove by nearly 2-1 of San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick sit-down/kneel-down during the playing of the national anthem in protest of police violence against people of color, but approve of his right to protest by a 4-1 margin, according to the national poll. Now, many people had no opinion on this. I'm surprised by that only because wasn't that the whole point of him doing this? There were many talk shows. If he wanted many people to have no opinion, the Today Show, Good Morning America, would have fought all over each other. It's three Bay Area sports radio stations. He had plenty of platforms if he wasn't interested in reaching the masses.
I have two things. First of all, it's don't know or no opinion. And I think probably in this case, there are more people who say, gee, I just don't know how I feel. But also, I just had this conversation with somebody. You know, in a case of the presidential election, not that we want to get into politics.
That's the Quinnipiac poll.
Marist and Quinnipiac will handle that. How many people are still undecided? How can you still be undecided about whether you're going to vote, who you're going to vote for president? And yet people are. So it's impossible to tell why people. Sometimes you ask somebody a question that's a little bit twitchy, and their first reaction is, I don't know. So, you know, we always get that, no matter what the subject.
the argument has to be dealt with two things. Number one, his right to protest. And those are two things. Number one, you have a constitutional right to protest. I don't think anybody is debating that. He shouldn't be arrested for something like this. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't burn a flag. He didn't do any of that. Then there's the sports angle. What was the results of the sports angle from should the NFL get involved and make him stand like they do in other sports?
The feeling was on the question of whether the NFL right now, the NFL rule is does not have a rule requiring people to stand, players to stand. As the commissioner said, it encourages players to stand. So he didn't technically violate any rule. Our respondents said, basically came out in favor of the NFL not having such a rule, that they did not feel the NFL needs to have a rule requiring the player to stand. But let me
have a better domestic violence policy, then you can worry about that's the next poll.
One of our questions covered, I think, really well the sort of range, and let me just read the way the questions were structured. Which of the following statements do you most agree with? I don't support Kaepernick's right to protest and believe he should be ordered to stand or be dropped from the team if he refuses. That's one option. Second option, I support his right to protest but believe he is wrong for not standing for the anthem. Third question, I support his right to protest and I think not standing for the anthem is an acceptable way to do it. And to that question, the middle ground was 47%.
It seems like the people that, you know, you never choose who you're going to be polling. It's a completely random poll, and it has to be in order to keep the study scientific. But there is something to be said for the idea that if you were polling military, they would have a different mentality. My whole argument about it was, I didn't like the idea that someone had to get offended in order for him to get his message across. I'm all for getting his message across. I even believe in, I like what he has to stand for. But the idea that you'd offend somebody, I made the parallel, and you've done past sports polls about it, I made the parallel with the Washington Redskins. The Washington Redskins as a team name doesn't offend you. It doesn't offend me. 90% of the people listening to this podcast don't have a problem with the Washington Redskins. Someone does. And so why, just because we feel better, do we have to offend somebody? Well, there are people who put their lives on the line for this country and are offended that any player in the NFL would not stand for the national anthem. And for that, I'm sorry that they are felt that way. That would not come out in a sports poll, but that's a reality of society.
Yeah, there's no question. And I guess the counter argument to that would be, but in order to get the point across, sometimes you have to offend somebody. In order to get the attention, he felt he had written, had done social media activity where he stated his opinion. He never got any kind of attention, never got any traction until he did this. And yes, unfortunately, that's the sad truth, that somebody's going to be offended. And I agree with you. I think it's unfortunate that people have to be offended. However, I don't know any other way that Colin Kaepernick could have had this kind of impact.
I put too much value in the media, and this is where I'm going to lean on you from your media background, in that there are three 24-hour sports radio stations in the Bay Area that would fight all over. They'd wrestle to have Colin Kaepernick come into their studio and get his message across. They would love to be the conduit. The morning shows would then find it, and they would make segments about it. And millions of people watch that. CNN would do segments on it. They are millions of people that watch that. Am I undervaluing or overvaluing the value of the media? He gets his platform. These players have tremendous voices.
Yes, true. It's possible that had he gone that way, all of what you just said would happen. He did a much simpler thing. He remained on his stool or on the team bench. And it was immediately picked up nationally. Immediately. The next day, that day, social media went crazy. The networks went crazy. Everybody knew about it. And so would there be a more effective way? Hard to imagine. Here's a case where the entire world is heading towards social media as the way to get the point across, immediate gratification. He tried that and nothing happened. He went to what I refer to as dinosaur media. He went to television. He did. He sat down for the anthem, or he remained seated for the anthem on national television, and it went viral.
Well, and then it went to different players. Here's two aspects, and I apologize. I wanted to say this to you before the poll, and we didn't go there. But there were two athletes that I thought got the same message across, and did it in traditional ways. Carmelo Anthony took out a page in the newspaper. Now, newspaper, okay.
Well, and did the thing on the ESPYs. And did the opening of the ESPYs, yeah.
Okay, so that's one, Carmelo Anthony, and I thought that needed to be acknowledged. But the one that really caught me, and I was emotionally moved by it, was Simone Manuel. For those of you who don't know, Simone Manuel is a swimmer who is the first ever African-American individual to win a swimming gold medal. That's an enormous accomplishment, forgetting the fact that she happens to be African-American. She had a press conference, and I happen to have been working the Olympics at that moment, so I saw this, you know, the entirety of her press conference. She took it upon herself to address police issues, Black Lives Matter, all of those things, and did it in such a dignified way that I thought, that's how that happened. And that was before Kaepernick. That was a couple of weeks before Kaepernick. And I said, that's how this gets done. To the extent of, I would welcome Simone Manuel. I would love to have a discussion with her about all these things on any platform.
Now let me be devil's advocate. You just started that conversation by saying, if you don't know who Simone Manuel is, here's what happened. I'll go back to the Seton Hall Sports Poll because I'm paid to do that.
And that's what we're on.
Question number one, are you aware of San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick's refusal to stand during the national anthem prior to 49ers football games? We asked our respondents, 875 of them. 91% said yes, they're aware. Not only that, when we asked, do you know what Kaepernick is protesting by his gesture, 81% said yes. Those are remarkable numbers. And you don't have to say, if you don't know about Colin Kaepernick, clearly America knows. So, yes, people are offended, and for that, that's a shame. He didn't do it in probably as an emotional way as Simone did, but whatever he's doing has been very effective. People are aware.
There's no question. Do you believe that enough people? Do you believe both from the results of the poll and the aspect of whether or not the message is getting across? You live in society, you live in America, you're avid with the media. Do you think this was mission accomplished?
No. I think what happened, I partially yes, and probably a lot more than would have been otherwise, or if none of this would have happened. To me, what the most talked about aspect of this protest, if that's what we'll call it, about this gesture, is people are talking about the gesture more than the significance of the gesture, more than his cause. It's become, should he be standing or not, as opposed to, is there any way to eliminate what he's protesting against, violence against people of color? So I think more, as probably is always the case in these kinds of situations, far more attention focused on the act than on the cause that the act is representing.
Were you surprised that just 47% of people disapprove of Kaepernick's action, with 27% approving and 22% having no opinion?
I was surprised. I thought that 47% number is lower than I would have thought it was. You know,
because the story is so polarizing?
Yeah, I think, and you know, maybe because I'm old enough to go back to the love it or leave it time in, you know, during the Vietnam War, but I was surprised that it was less than a majority of people, 47%. And then on the other hand, it's twice as big as the approval rating, just about. So it's 2-1 disapprove to approve, but still I would have thought that the disapproval number would be higher.
all in all, it's something that it seems like will not go away. Do you think some of these questions get re-asked on another poll?
Very possibly. I mean, if not these questions, last night in a WNBA game, an entire team didn't stand for the anthem. This is not a movement that's going away. This is a movement that's growing. To what extent, I don't know, and does it continue to? I don't know that it's penetrated college athletics yet. But who knows? You know, this is not going away.
And finally, on this Kaepernick story, when you look at all the things that have gone on, you had an interesting angle. The national anthem is just part of tradition that the national anthem is sung before sporting events. Does it have to be?
Well, I put in a question asking, do you think the national anthem should be played before sporting events? Thinking that if people think that this has created polarization, if this has created this issue that seems to be permeating everything that's going on now, that maybe the answer is, well, if you don't play the anthem, we don't have to deal with this. But overwhelmingly, people were in support of continuing the anthem. 80% said yes. Only 8% said no. And to take it a little further, a lot of the responses, as you can imagine, were the African-American community was much more strongly in favor of Kaepernick's action and the, obviously the protest, et cetera. The African-American community was just as strongly in favor of continuing to play the anthem. So this isn't a matter of patriotism, I guess is my interpretation of it. That has nothing to do with it. It's about his gesture and the reason for his gesture, which I thought was very positive.
And finally, there was something you mentioned at the beginning about a question regarding the moving of certain sporting events out of North Carolina because of a controversial law. The NBA has moved the All-Star Game out of North Carolina, and there have been some artists that have taken their concerts and taken them out of North Carolina. What poll results and what motivated you to put that in there? Was it because the NCAA got involved, or where did that come?
I can actually tell you the easy answer to that. When I was putting the poll together with the Kaepernick questions, I had just read the New York Times that morning and saw the article about the North Carolina. I thought, well, that's worthy. That's worthy. The interesting results of the poll on that one are really split down the middle. 33% approved the NCAA moving the events out, 28% disapproved, and 39% were don't know, no opinion. So just like the gay rights and the LGBT and all those issues seem to split the country down the middle, so too does this issue.
Well, right, and that's what the controversial law has to deal with. So that's something, and it does hurt economically. I mean, you take some of these major sporting events out, and there's a domino effect. It doesn't seem to have changed anything. You just kind of wonder what the end game for that is.
Well, you know, I'll take it back to in the early 1960s when baseball teams were playing spring training in Florida. All of a sudden, players started to react negatively. Well, not that they didn't react negatively, but vocally to the fact that some of the venues in Florida were segregated, hotels were segregated, restaurants were segregated, and they said, we're not going to stand for this. And told the teams, basically told the teams, I'm sorry, the teams told these restaurants, hotels, et cetera, if you don't change your rules, we're going to Arizona. We're going to have spring training in Arizona. And remarkably, suddenly Florida was desegregated. I would say the same thing here. The best way to apply pressure, is, as everyone knows, is economics. You hurt their economy, and they'll reconsider. And that probably is what's going to happen.
The Seton Hall Sports Poll is conducted by the Sharkey Institute, part of the Stillman School of Business. It has been conducted regularly since 2006. And now, Rick Gentile, we can say we have now done two full academic years of the Seton Hall Sports Poll podcast.
Unbelievable. Who would have thought?
For Rick Gentile, I'm Seth Everett. This has been the Seton Hall Sports Poll podcast.
We'll be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.